So Detective Bell is right. It is such a big...
Arrest!
What is wrong with you?
Closed eyes do not necessarily a coma make.
You think he's faking?
Is tea moss and deodorant the same as in the crime scene?
What are you doing?
I'm looking for a syringe.
What for?
I'm going to stab it into the softest part of Miss Ellison's thigh. Lots of nerve endings there. No one can fake their way through that.
If you wanted to know if she was really in a coma, all you had to do was ask.
That's okay, but I can't stab her in the thigh.
It's a test for pseudocoma. When the patient's hand is released directly above the face, it should strike the face on the way down.
Easy to think.
Yeah, well, respiration and pupillary response aren't, and hers are consistent with a patient in a comatose state. Her coma is real. She didn't kill that man last night.
Can I help you?
Your patient.
She is.
Her coma is quite real.
That was a dead end.
Actually, it wasn't. Detective Bell found the right face, but the wrong girl. There's a book on it, it's nightstand. Obviously, someone's been reading it to her. The inscription on the inside cover said, "To Yvette and Rebecca, on your fifth birthday." Your fifth birthday, as in the birthday you both shared. Yvette has a twin. Yvette and Rebecca Ellison are the only children of Charles Ellison, who died several months ago.
Charles Ellison? Why does that name sound familiar?
Shipping magnate, multi-millionaire, two parts of a school named after. According to this, Rebecca has run the family's charitable trust for years.
So you think...